Do you ever feel like you don't have time for devotions? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Obviously, today, you're taking the time to do your devos, but do you do them every day? Probably not. We have busy schedules, and sometimes it's easy to feel like the thing we can remove from our schedules, unfortunately, is God. Whether you feel that way right now, you've felt that way in the past, or you'll feel that way in the future, sometime you'll have to struggle with this idea. So, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo because it's all about that. It's called I Don't Have Time for Devotions by Chloe Ludlam. I don't have time for devotions. Not today. Have you ever had this thought before? I know I certainly have. I mean, who has time for devotions? We're busy growing young adults. We have family, friends, school, sports, hobbies, jobs. The list goes on and on. In all the chaos, fun as it can sometimes be, it's easy to think that we don't have time for God. That other things are more important and we can just have our devotions later. And then it gets put off. Again. And again, and again. The funny thing is, skipping devotions doesn't make our lives easier. In the moment, maybe we have that extra couple minutes to finish that last bit of homework or stay on social media just a little bit longer, but we weren't designed to be alone. God created us to have a relationship with Him. That's what our ultimate purpose is. To know God, or as Westminster Shorter Catechism says, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. All these things, sports, friends, school, hobbies, family, you name it, are amazing. They can be crazy fun, and it's good to enjoy these good gifts from God. But when God is first in our lives, everything becomes so much better. We have purpose behind our passion as we regularly spend time in the Bible, learning about how much God loves us, how He saves and redeems us through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and how He calls us to follow Him. Our lives become rich in meaning and full of hope. I really noticed the difference when I was at camp last year. We had half an hour for devotions every day, and the more I did them, the more I really wanted to spend time with God. It doesn't have to be much, even just 10 or 15 minutes a day, but as we spend time in God's Word, we find that it draws us. We start thirsting after Him and yearning to know Him more. It gives a whole new meaning to life. And when we press into relationship with Jesus, we become more like Him. And life becomes a whole lot more incredible. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. If we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that God is always with us, yet He still calls us to spend intentional time with Him, reading His Word and talking to Him in prayer. When is a good time of day for you to set aside a few minutes, maybe an hour, to spend time with God? As you and I can read in Luke 5:16, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 63, Jeremiah 33:3, Colossians 2:2-8, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo inspiring or encouraging? Well, I'd encourage you to share it with somebody else who also might need some encouragement in their Devos right now. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Three Lakes with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.